Tom and Alex on Triple J.
It's currently 16 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're with Tom and Alex.
Okay, on Triple J Breakfast, it's time to check in with a good friend of the show. You might remember OK Go dropping by the Triple J Studios last year to do Like a Version. They did their original tune and cover, did a cracking cover of the Pixies. Well, we thought we'd check in with Damien, the lead singer of that band. He's been up to some new stuff recently, and we welcome back into the program. Hello, Damien.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, we're great, man. Thanks for calling in.
You've just arrived home after a long time. What's happening now at your place?
We're preparing to shoot a video with the Muppets tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
Of course, yo, what's going on with that?
We actually recorded a cover of the Muppets theme song. You remember, it's time to put on makeup. It's time to
let it. Yeah.
There's an album coming out. It's like a Muppets tribute album. It's us and My Morning Jacket and Weezer and a bunch of bands. And I don't know why, but they let us have the theme song. And so we recorded this kind of like dark, twisted version of it. And the Muppets apparently loved it. So we're actually making a video
hang
for
on,
the song.
Hang on, the Muppets loved it or the Muppets people loved it? I mean, I don't think Kermit's there sitting to listen to the thing, is he?
I don't think there's a difference, actually.
Okay. You know, right.
Like,
one
the
same.
Each of the Muppets is actually, like, there's only one puppeteer for each of the Muppets, you know? Like, sometimes they need other people to come in and, like, help move their arms or whatever, but there's only one Kermit.
Oh, that's crazy. Isn't that cool? And have you seen this new film we've been seeing trailers a lot for here in Australia? Has that one come out in the States yet, the new Muppets film?
No, it comes out, I think, in the fall or around Christmas or something, but no, it hasn't come out yet.
And will you be doing something special for the video clip, or is it just you guys playing guitars in a warehouse or something like that?
it will be exactly what you would expect of an OK Go Muppet special.
So I won't be able to guess it at all,
is
what you're saying.
Basically, expect the unexpected, I guess. Well, we look forward to that, man. But also, you guys recently played over the weekend at Lollapalooza last weekend. This is a massive festival in the States with Eminem, Foo Fighters, Coldplay, and Muse. How was the weekend for you guys?
It was amazing. We had a really good weekend. The festival is incredible. 270,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Get
out of town.
Yeah, I mean, it's the size of a, that's like a city, you know? I mean, it's unbelievable. So that was fun. And we played for President Obama's birthday last week, which was pretty awesome.
Oh, wow. At the White House?
No, he had his birthday party in Chicago, where he's from. So it was his 50th birthday party, and it was us and Herbie Hancock and Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, yeah. Was it really... Was it a really shit birthday party because they don't have any money anymore and it's like really budget?
Yeah, exactly. They're like we had, it was like sparkling apple cider.
Sounds fantastic.
That's awesome. Well, you've been very busy, but you've also been involved in this new doco that we want to talk to you about. We're going to play the track that you guys wrote recently for Pom Wonderful Presents The Greatest Movie Ever Sold. It's a song you wrote specifically for this documentary, and apparently it's the greatest song that anyone has ever heard. And we're going to talk more to Damien from OK Go after we play this tune for you on Triple J Breakfast. Good morning. We'll talk more to Damien after this.
And that was OK Go with The Greatest Song I Ever Heard on Triple J.
Thank you very much, Damien, from OK Go, chatting to us this morning on a Wednesday. Now, the story behind the song is what we want to talk about, Damien. It's the greatest song I've ever heard, and it's written for The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, which is the latest documentary we've got from Mergen Spolak, the guy who did stuff like Super Size Me and Where in the World is Osama Bin Laden. How did you guys come to be part of this project?
Well, you know, Morgan called us because he had heard about projects we've done where we've had, like, corporate sponsors for videos, or we figured out ways to get people to pay for our art projects besides record labels. And you know, he's obviously pretty interested in how art gets made these days, and he's made this movie. I mean, it's really pretty ingenious. The film gets funded by product placement in the film, and it is actually, all you do is watch the process of him trying to find that product placement. And it sounds like it should be boring, but it's totally riveting because the audience is actually sort of part of the film, trying to figure out how to get the film made. So he called us to interview us about the process of you know, funding music these days. And in the middle of the interview, he was like, "You want to write my theme song?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, so I suppose we will write your theme song."
Because he's got you on camera committing to that kind of thing. I guess you couldn't back out. He should have worked it out.
Yeah, exactly. You can't back out then. But I think Morgan's an incredibly smart guy, and I think the film is really ingenious, and so we were, like, super proud to be part of the project.
How do you find the whole advertising industry is now combining with the recording industry and movie industries and getting their grubby little hands on art?
Well, I mean, all of us would rather live without anyone else's agendas in our world. You know, I certainly don't want to make art to help sell toothpaste, but on the other hand, record labels had such an intense hold on the on what artists could do, and these days it's not like that. I mean, we make the things we want to make, and we figure out funders for them as we go. And it, you know, it actually gives us a lot more creative freedom to not have to be under the thumb of one corporation all the time. You know.
What about the actual writing process for that song, Damien? Was it tricky to ever write a song for one specific purpose rather than letting a musical idea just come?
It is tough to write to a pre-existing idea. The good thing is that, like, there was a... This song really needs to be more about a feeling than anything else. You know, you sort of know where it's going to fit in the film. It's going to be the big sort of anthemic end. And so I kind of knew what feeling I was going for the whole time. And of course, with a film like the greatest movie ever sold, and every product in it is, of course, like, you know, the greatest sunglasses ever worn, the greatest T-shirt ever looked at, or whatever. And so I knew it had to be the greatest song ever. But I'm not, you know, I'm pompous, but I'm not quite that pompous. So I actually wrote it. The song is actually about hearing the greatest song I've ever heard, as opposed to writing the greatest song ever.
You've taken the Tenacious D route and talking about the greatest song in the third person, perhaps.
Yeah,
Damien.
I thought they wrote the greatest song ever told. This is false advertising, Damien.
This is the greatest song I ever heard, you ever heard.
Fair enough.
Well, Damien Kulash from OK Go, thanks so much for having a chat to Triple J this morning. We'll let you get back to your home, which you don't get to spend a lot of time at. What's the plan for this week? Just chilling out?
Well, Muppets first.
Muppets first.
Yeah, I mean, Muppets first, then I chill.
Okay, cool. Right. Well, thanks for chatting to Triple J Breakfast. Lovely to hear from you again, man. Yeah, good luck with this Muppets film clip and this record. We look forward to cool indie artists covering songs from the Muppets. That'll be amazing. But thanks for chatting to us, man. Have a good day.
Thanks, man. You too.
Tom and Alex.
Don't forget to breathe.
The Triple J Breakfast.